Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. This is Minister James Browning. I am so grateful for you this morning. Welcome, welcome. So glad to see so many of you back today. You know, it does my heart so good to see all my old listeners come back. It's really an amazing thing. Like I said, I'm Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. We are enjoying a beautiful sunny day, I love it here in Phoenix during the spring and the fall time. Not a big fan of Phoenix during the summertime. 118, 120 degrees doesn't feel that well. But anyway, I'm going to enjoy it now and appreciate it as we go forward. But how about all you guys been doing? Hopefully you've had a wonderful week and that you everything is going good for you and that you are having good health, which is utmost important, especially these days, that you're taking care of yourself and your families and that you're feeling good. It's just so, so important, brother one, especially with all the challenges going on today in society, that we are feeling good mentally and we're feeling good physically. So many people are having challenges these days, and we just keep all of them in prayer, you know, that if you're not having major challenges like that, you're blessed, beloved ones, because so many people are, so many families I heard from all the time having some kind of challenge going on. But, you know, we're in the midst of the shift and change in consciousness, so you kind of expect things to be a little off kilter right now. But it's everything is in divine order. That's the only thing I can say. God's in charge, and that, you know, we need to be able to accept things as we see them and change the ones that we can change in our own power to change to make a difference. Okay. Believe me, beloved ones, God's in charge all the time. So have no fear. Just know that you are divinely protected. And today's talk, we're going to talk about how protected you really are and how much support you really have, because I don't think a lot of you realize that you have so much support that, you know, you have a great and wonderful God that gave you all the support that you need to able to make it through this earthly journey. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. But as usual, we're going to do the first thing first. And, you know, they always like to bring in the universal God force. I always tell you I'm just a vessel. So I need that energy to flow through and to be able to do and deliver what I need to talk to you about today. So let's open up with prayer. Beloved, mighty I Am presence, we give gratitude and thanks this day for another day of life, another day of living, another day of being able to perfect our lives and to move into higher states of consciousness. We know that you are the source of everything that shows up in our lives, so we are full of gratitude this day, full of gratitude, just saying thank you, thank you, thank you that we made it through another week. And that we are here to be able to rise above the earthly conditions, and that we have sound minds, and that our spirits are strong, that we can rise above the conditions of today and to move into a higher state of consciousness. We are grateful and thankful. And this day, we are going to call upon the ascended masters to come in to assist us today. We're going to call upon Saint Germain, the Divine Mother Mary. We're going to call upon all the ascended master, Lord Buddha. We come today and assist us in this program and help us to be able to bring forth, and all those names that I didn't mention to come and to help us to bring forth this divine purpose and divine message. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. We are just so totally grateful that you have come and assist us today with this lesson of the ascended masters, and that we call upon the power of the ascended masters to come in and assist us today. We invite you in. We invite you in to give us a word, give us knowledge, and I ask to be used as a vessel to deliver the word of the ascended masters and the I Am presence of all those energies to my beloved ones out there, that they will hear something that helped them and help them to rise above to the conditions of what they need to do. And most of all, help them to give them the tools to help them in their journey here on planet Earth until they decide to leave, that be with them and support them and give them everything they need. So do we give thanks. We pray this morning also for all of those frontline workers who are working out there on the virus, and doctors and nurses and all the people who are delivering stuff and taking care of stuff. We ask you to keep them in your white light of protection. Keep your power of love surrounded by them. Keep them safe and keep them out of harm's way and keep them moving in the right direction. We know, God, that those are your angels out there doing that work to be able to put their own lives in jeopardy to save others. So we say, thank you, God. Give them strength. And we also pray for those who are sick and those who are having health challenges this day, that we will, that they will be able to rise above those conditions, that that divine love and divine healing power of the mighty God will submerge them in the energy. That white light of healing will penetrate into their physical bodies and touch every cell, every DNA structure in their bodies, and bring them back to normal and proper status, that everything will be well. So we know, God, you are the healer, and we know that you are all there is. So we say thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. Thank you, beloved. Thank you so much, so much, so much. I'm so happy for you. And I see the switchboard is lit up. Now, I always remember, guys, now, if you get kicked out, it's because so many people are on the switchboard. But we are grateful and thankful. And I call up, most of all, Lord Michael, come and help me to make sure this technology today is sustained and is held up, everything is in proper order, and that you have your arms around our technology. We're so grateful so many people are showing up today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, all my new listeners, I've got to acknowledge you. I'm grateful for you, too. I don't know who told you to come, but I'm happy that you showed up. I'm grateful for you. And thank God, a lot of my new listeners end up coming being my old listeners, so I'm grateful. Guys, you have no idea how grateful I am for each one of you who tune in every Sunday and to help to get this word, because I could not do this show without you. You are the energy. When I see you guys show up on the switchboard and see you there, it gives me energy to move forward and to be able to do what I need to do in order to be able to deliver this word. So thank you again. So, so grateful for each one of you. Today's topic, who are the ascended masters and how do they affect humankind? Oh, boy, this is going to be a big one, beloved ones. So tune up. Maybe you may want to get you a pen so you can write down some notes. Okay. An ascended master is one who has attained self-mastery by using the energy of free will. Okay, you understand that? An ascended master who one who has attained mastery by using the energy of his free will, coupled with the law of the oneness with God. In other words, they have connected their God force along with their free will to demonstrate mastery over time and space through the mastery of the flow of energy in his and her being, as well as an environment. They reach certain levels of attainment. They reach that, in other words, they reach that higher state of attainment, bringing their souls into congruent with God. In other words, beloved one, they have collectively connected with the God, the true God self, with they having a God mind. Okay? These masters have propelled into reunion with God, and they call that the ascension. That's how one begin to become a master through, is through his ascension or her ascension. Okay, in the light, the for example, beloved Jesus. You know, when Jesus showed back up on the third day, and then he stayed around for a while. But when Jesus left the planet, he ascended. He ascended into wherever he needed to go. It was not, it was just, he just left, like bam, just like magic. Just that was part of the ascension. That is what these higher beings have been able to accomplish as ascended masters. Ascended masters are part of the great white brotherhood composed of ascended masters, Elohims, and archangels. Let me clarify this with you, beloved one. When I use the term white brotherhood, I'm not talking about a white race of people. I'm talking about the brilliant light that surrounds these immortals. It's the light that, it's their aura around them that's light, how they get to be known as the white brotherhood, okay? Ain't got to do with no color. There's thousands of masters, all races and all genders. They are there, okay? So no color thing dealing on here, okay? They are surrounded by that billion light, and they are operating in the ether plane. You see, beloved one, all these ascended masters, beloved ones, were formerly embodied in an earthly body. These ascended masters walked the earth just like you and I have walked the earth, okay? And they have been able to ascend and rise above their earthly condition. They made their ascension, okay? So each one of us, beloved ones, also have the opportunity to become ascended masters. Is that what we choose to want to become? And I don't understand why you would not want to become an ascended master, because that's what's going on, and that's for your higher state. And I know that most of you people who are beloved ones who are in tune here and listening to this type of message, you have an interest in rising to your higher state of a conscious and awareness, okay? So I'm grateful for you for being here to be able to take on this information. You have to understand that there is thousands of ascended masters, you know, thousands of ascended master beings who have been able to rise themselves to that state through many incarnations. They came here many times and they worked through a lot of stuff. Some of the stuff that they've gone through, some of the stuff you and I go through all the time, daily. They've been able to master it. And the one thing about it, there may be thousands of them, but they all have an assignment. They all have a role they have to play in the hierarchy of the angelical community. Some of them are actually operating in things happening here on planet Earth, and some of them are part of the organization of the angelical beings, being where they are supposed to be, and some of them are either operating intelligent life on other planets. Okay, now guys, you know that we're not the only intelligent life form in the universe. Matter of fact, we may not be the most intelligent life form for a fact in the universe. There's other life forms that are intelligent and have abilities way beyond the human intellect. But like I said, they all have assignments and to what they're doing. And just to give you a name of a few, and some of these names, I'm going to probably only talk about the name that a lot of you may be familiar with. I'm not saying all of you. Some of you guys out there on top of your game, and you know a whole lot more stuff than I know. Okay, and I accept that, and I'm happy for that. But let's just talk about a few of them who you are familiar with. First of all, let's talk about the Cosmic Christ, okay, the Cosmic Jesus, okay, better known as Jesus the Christ or Yahshua, when he walked the earth plane. And I don't know, a lot of my listeners are Muslims, and a lot of them are Hindus, a lot of them are Krishnas, a lot of people follow different religion. They are spiritual people, so they tune in. So for all those who are followers, came up in the teaching of Jesus Christ, that is the Jesus Christ they talk about. He is now known in the angelical realm as the Cosmic Christ. That's what he does, and he are one of the ascended masters, okay? And next, let's talk about Saint Germain, who brings forth the violent flame, the energy of the violent flame with Saint Germain. Saint Germain is really busy. Saint Germain has a lot to do. Whenever there is a mass casualty on the earth and you see a lot of souls leave at one time, you know, when hundreds of people perish at one time, it is Saint Germain and his team of angels and angelical beings who are there to meet them on the other side, to take them to resting places and to be able to help them to have some understanding of what just transpired. Okay, that is one of the things that Saint Germain does with his team of beings to help. And other than that, I mean, Saint Germain does a lot of other things. Now, for me personally, Saint Germain is one of my sending masters that I am in tune to. Each one of you have to find your ascended master who clicks with you and that you feel comfortable with, okay? Each one, none are no special than the other ones, okay? Now, let's talk about Mother Mary, who was Jesus' mother. Mother Mary was a very special guy. She was phenomenal every way. And Mother Mary came here with Immaculate Conception. She came here in the same form that Jesus came in. She came in on the right, on the light ray. She did not, there was no male egg sperm thing going on. She were implanted into her mother's body. Saint Anna, who was Mary's mother, Mary was conceived in the same way that Jesus was conceived. Okay, so she was very special when she hit the ground here. She came here with a purpose, and she understood what her purpose was. And so she was dynamic, and she still is dynamic. And you can call upon Mother Mary at any time you so desire to call upon her. She will assist you in any way that you need assistance. So, like I said, find an ascended master or ascended masters that you feel comfortable with and work with those ones. Now, you have Lord Buddha. Lord Buddha, who was a prince in his day and went out into the forest and discovered peace and discovered inner understanding and awareness that most folks only could think of. Buddha was special. As you know, Lord Buddha started an organization that's still worldwide. There may be more Buddhists in the world than there are Christians. There are millions of Buddhists, and that lesson, that all stemmed from that one Buddha himself. Now Buddha is the ascended master, and he's operating now from that higher realm, and he's still having effect on the physical plane. So if you connect with Buddha, then you can still connect with Buddha and call upon him to assist you and help you to do what you need to do, beloved ones. Okay. These ascended masters are simply waiting for you to make a contact with them in order to be able to do what you need their assistance to do. You can count on any of these ascended masters based on your desire, what it is that you need to do, because each one of them have a specialty sort of in their field of what they do. And in order to discover that, you kind of got to do a little research. I just give you enough to sort of whet your interest about things, beloved ones, because, you know, and I want you to be able to take this to the next level. You go and research about the ascended masters and do your own work. That way you're going to have a better understanding of it if you do some researches on it yourself. I want to give you enough information to get you at least curious to be able to go to that next level, okay? When you are in touch with one of these ascended masters, it's better for you to have a picture of your ascended master or have some symbol of that ascended master when you are communicating with him from the physical. You talk to him like you would be talking to anyone, just like you would any conversation you would have. Personally, myself, I have a picture of Saint Germain on my wall, and we look at each other's eyes every time I sit at my desk. And so that's why I feel that connected with Saint Germain. Anyone that you want to use, have some semblance of that individual so you can visually see that individual in your mind, who or whoever he or she may be, okay? So just, you know, there are pictures out there you get. It may not be the real picture, I don't know, but at least there's a symbol of who you know that you're communicating with. So that's what has to be. Like I said, for me personally, Saint Germain is the one that I have most of contact with and kind of have most of the vibes with. Now, also, I contact others too. I use the Cosmic Christ. I grew up in a Christian household. You know, my brother, my ministers, my brother, my mother were ministers, and so I had no other choice but to be endowed in that Cosmic Christ energy. So Jesus as well is one of those, you know, and I call upon all of them based on my needs or what I need to connect with and sometimes, because there is no one more powerful than the other one, especially as they have reached this level of ascending masterhood. They all are equally powerful, okay? And they all can bring you things, and they are there by the supreme being has put them in places. So you are not shortcoming or putting God down or your I am presence down. God put these ascended masters in place so they can be, so you can contact and reach them to assist you, okay, beloved ones. So never think you are sidestepping God when you are using your ascended masters or your archangels or your guardian angels. They are in place there because God has put those layers there for you to be able to utilize and to help you to move forward, okay? You have to prepare yourself to be ready for these ascended masters. When you contact them, there's a certain energy that you have to bring forth. I like to, I made a contact with Saint Germain last evening, and I burn my candle and I say my prayer and I call Saint Germain by his name. I look at him and call his energy. And so I can feel the power of Saint Germain when he's entering my being. And once you develop those relationships with your ascended master loved one, they will become like your best friend. You can feel them. You know when you're in their presence. You will understand that they are there with you and are constantly with you at all times. And when you call upon them, they specially show up, okay? They are busy, but they have enough space and time for you to be there, okay? So, you know, even in my process of preparing this program yesterday when I was working on it, just by touching bases in that energy of the ascended masters was phenomenal. I could feel the power of the ascended masters flowing through me and assisting me and touching me and coming into my being because I was touching bases with them, especially, like I said, through beloved Saint Germain. I just felt that violent flame flowing in my physical body, beloved one. It was there. It was. I could feel that energy. It was just as real as I'm talking to you. So it is so important, beloved one, that you talk to your ascended masters just like you would have a conversation with your friend. Okay, talk to them down to earth. Call them when you need them and help them because they are there for you. And that goes to show, beloved ones, how much your creator, the supreme God of the universe, loves you. If you're not conscious of that now, I don't know what to say. God loves you, beloved ones. Each one of you, God thinks that you are special, you're unique, and you are part of him, and you are the essence of him. And so God has given each one of us assistance to help us. My goodness gracious, beloved ones, God has given us so much help, you know, so many entities that we can call upon to help us to be able to rise above all the situations that we are going through. And, you know, I don't know that some of you have been so aware of all the spiritual help you have. Beloved ones, you have your guardian angels who were assigned to you at birth. You have at least one. A lot of people have two. And they will see you through your whole incarnation here on planet Earth. Every day, every second, even when you sleep, your guardian angels are there guarding you and protecting you. Now, your guardian angels will step in if you put yourself in harm's way and you do something that's foolish. And after a lot of times, your guardian angels will protect you and take you out of harm's way. How many times have you been close to an accident and someone all of a sudden cut in front of you or somebody all of a sudden did something that endangered you, but all of a sudden something happened that fast and you were saved? That was your guardian angels, beloved one. That's what they do. They save you when you cannot save yourself or know what's around the corner or know what's coming your way. Your guardian angels will be there to protect you. So give them grace and thanks every day, because you can just, you can't imagine how many times a day that your guardian angels save you from harm, and that you may put yourself in harm's way that you are not even aware that you are doing yourself. Okay, beloved one. So you have to make sure that you have full understanding of that and what you're doing and how that is going. Okay? So you need to make sure that you are in tune, make sure that you are being aware of who and whom your guardian angels are. Okay, beloved one. So that's just one form. Then you have your archangels, who are the supervisors of your guardian angels. And the archangels are a realm higher than your guardian angels. And what they do, they help your guardian angels to provide things with for you and help you to assist you. But you, too, can call directly on your archangels. You know, Lord Michael, Michael's probably one of the ones that most people, Michael is one of the ones that most people are familiar with. And there's many other, Raphael, many of the other archangels who are there to assist you at any time that you so desire or you need their assistance. They will be there to support you, beloved ones, and to help you get through whatever challenges that you may be having or going on in your life. So, like I said, many of you are not aware of all the help you have, but I'm here to tell you today, beloved one, that you can summon any of those help you need. I need you to do is stop putting so much energy and looking for help on a physical plane. You know, if you got somebody can assist you and help you right there with a situation, it's okay to accept that, and that's a good thing too. A lot of times, your angels or your higher beings will maybe send someone in your life for a physical thing. But you need to learn to tap into your angelical sources. The sources who are there will never let you down, will always help you, always guide you, and always be there. You ain't got to second guess where it is with some human being. You may have to wonder, will they assist me? Will they help me? Will they help do this or will they help do that? You don't have to think about that when it comes to you using your angelical help that God has already put in place, okay? And I know for some people it may be hard because you don't see them. And we are, as human, you know, what we see, what we heard, what we feel, we are more in tune to. But the unseen is so much more powerful than the seen, beloved ones. You know, it's just like, you can see your light bulb come on and when you hit the switch, but the flow that's going through the wires that come into the light bulb is so much powerful than the light bulb. And that's how it is with your angelical help. They are so much more powerful than what you have able to see. They are there for you. So learn to flip on the switch for your angelical help. They will be there to assist you whenever you have need for them. And they are as close to you as your next thought. You ain't got to go try to look under the pillow. You ain't got to go try to look in the closet. You ain't got to make a phone call. All you got to do is just mentally think of them and mentally call upon them. And it's better when you can call them by name. Okay? They will come to you, beloved. I'm not telling you just for hype. This is true and really important stuff that you can use for assistance. Stop, you know, looking outside for yourself and call upon your angelical ones. Call upon your guardian angels. Call upon the ascending masters and all of those who are in your life. And you know what, beloved ones? They are waiting to hear from you. And many of them have been around you all of your entire human experience, your human life. These ascended masters and all these other angelical beings have been there in your presence. And you were just, and when you were suffering and going through things and you didn't know how you're going to get yourself out of them, these ascended masters and archangels and all the other beings were there to help you to get through. So stop the struggle and learn to call in on your help. That's why the Creator put them there to help you, beloved one. You see, when you call upon these ascended ones, they have to respond. They have to respond. Now, you may not always get the answer that you want them to give you, or because, you know, what some things you may desire or something that you may want may not be for your highest good. And they're not going to bring that to you if it's not going to be for your highest good and to assist you and to help you. And so some things we have to go through in order to be able to go through life. And, of course, there is the law of attraction, where some things we have created on our own doing that has to come back home, and we have to deal with it, okay? So when you make screwed up things based on what you're setting out with your own mental and emotional and feeling world, and you're sending stuff into the universe, and when it comes back and it hits you hard like it always do, then understand that your sending masters may not always step in to save you from that, because you have created, and this is the lesson that you need. But you can always call upon them when you're in a situation that is something that you need. Call upon them anyway. They are merciful. They are forgiving. And they know that you made errors and you made mistakes. So they can transcend that and rise above your faults and your situations. So always call upon your ascended help. You see, because they are under the direction of the universal God, who put them there, and they are under God's direct orders to assist human beings, to be able to assist human beings, to be able to come in to do what they need to do. Okay? I see the switchboard is getting a little fickle, because I guess there's a lot of people coming in on the workshop. So just hang in there, guys. In case you get kicked off, just call back in. There's lots and lots of people today coming in trying to get on board with us. So that's a good thing. But I don't want none of you to lose any of you. Okay, so if you get kicked out, just go back in, okay? So many people are coming in today, and so grateful for them. So anyway, like I told you, your guardian angels are there to stop you from harm, not letting anything do with you. But none of these angelical beings, beloved one, will ever interfere in your personal life without you requesting them. Under no circumstances. Regardless, they see what you're going through. They know what you're going through, but no way will any of them ever come in to interfere in what's happening in your life personally without you requesting their assistance. Now, once you request their assistance, they will be there to help you. And that's why so many of them are waiting and wondering, how come this person doesn't call on me? I've been here for them all of their life, and they go through all this stuff, and I'm here to help them. You know, beloved, there's help waiting for you. So stop putting yourself through things and hoping that somebody on the further plane going to come and rescue you and help you. Learn to call upon your higher help. It's there for you. And you have to just have faith and belief. Yes, you can. It's easy for you to see people who are right there in front of you. That's no big deal to see somebody and hope that person comes to your rescue in some kind of way. You see them. But they are nowhere as powerful as the unseen, the ones you're not seeing. Those are the ones that bring the true power, you know, into life and to be able to assist you, to be able to do what you need to do. And like I said, they will never refuse you. They will always hear you. Yes, sometimes they may not assist you based on what it is that's going on in your life. If you've done some horrible thing to somebody, I mean, you can ask for forgiveness. Yes, your I am present there, and the universe of God force always forgive us for what we do, we tend to do, that we happen. But some things we create that we have to pay a lesson for, okay? But call upon your ascended help to help you when you're in need of what you need to do, bring to your life. Bring the knowledge you need to be able to connect with them. It's there for you, beloved ones. You know, you can, I can personally tell you all these wonderful and beautiful things about the cosmic and about what's going on and how it all works. But it is you, beloved ones, who have to connect. I can only give you a road, just like a map. You know, I can only give you a road map of how to go toward these things and point you toward these things according what the information is given to me from the spiritual beings that I allow to operate and through my body. It's almost like, I don't know how many of you are familiar with astrology, but when you do an astrology chart, it shows you where your gifts are, where your talents are, the people who may be most helpful for you, or the people who will help bring about energy, bring about certain things in your life. That's what astrology chart does you. But astrology chart cannot predict your life. Okay, it cannot predict you. It just tell you where your ancestors are and where you choose to use them and how you choose to bring it into your life. Okay, that is the way that it, that this roadmap kind of thing is what I'm telling you about when I'm sharing information with you about your higher being and about these angelical beings that are here with you and here to help you. I'm pointing you in the direction. You're going to have to go and do a little research and connect yourself, okay? I love being able to point you in the direction because a lot of times I see my role as a pointer or a reminder because you know what? Most of you out there listening know the same things that I know, and a lot of you maybe know them and forgot them or it's not conscious to you because you don't put a lot of energy into it, but you know this stuff, and I'm just here to remind you of who you are and whom you are and remind you of how to get help when you need help, beloved ones, to point you in the right direction to bring about that energy that is there for you. See, there's knowledge is all around us. Everywhere we seek, there's knowledge. There's a pool of knowledge and everything we need to do. But we just need to know how to contact it or how to bring it into our lives, you know? If you don't know how to utilize what you have, it doesn't work for you. Many of us have computers in our homes that are advanced, and we don't know how to operate all the features on a computer. And actually, most of us only operate 15 to 20% of the computer capability that it can do, okay? Because we don't really know how to do all this stuff. And I'll be the first one to say I'm most challenging when it comes down to that. But it's there. And once I learned to be able to tap in and say, wow, I had no idea that I could do this or no idea that this computer had the capability of doing all these things. And I've been wondering how to get it done, but it's been there right in front of my face the whole time. I just was not aware, was not conscious of what was in front of me. And this is the same thing what I'm talking about when it comes down to your angelical help. You are just not conscious of it, or you are not aware of it, or you have forgot about it, detached yourself from it since you have been in this earth realm. You know, this is none of you. This is not your first time here. Most of you have been here many times. If you would not have been here many times, you know where in the heck you would be sitting here listening to this kind of message. That's because you are attracted to this kind of information, this kind of wisdom, because you are ascended beings growing at a spiritual rate, you know, and that's why you're attracted to this kind of information. I know you have all heard the saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Well, when we have an opportunity to get involved in knowledge and wisdom, that is our teachers coming to us to help us to grow and help us to expand our consciousness and our awareness. And that's what each one of you are doing this day. You're bringing about information. And when you get off of the air, you continue that growth. It shouldn't be just you grow for an hour on Sunday, then the rest of the week you just kind of, you know, go about life and like, okay, whatever, whatever. No, beloved ones, it is your duty to take this information and more information. And hopefully this information will give you so much curiosity that you'll go and research and get more. When I talk to you about your ascended masters and your archangels, I'm hoping and praying that each one of you will take time to go look this information up and find out more and learn how you can really tap in and use it for your growth and how for your understanding and how you can grow and become more attuned to the angelical realm. Because, beloved ones, you are spiritual beings having a human experience. And let me say that to you again, because I want you to truly understand that. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. Other words, you are an extension of God here on planet Earth. And God has his experiences and has his expansion through you and me. Okay? We are the eyes, ears, and expansion of God. So this all comes, and we are expanding God here on planet Earth. God needs us just like we need God. Okay? We help expand God's consciousness and spirituality on the planet. So, beloved one, believe, realize always you are playing a very significant role by being here. And every time you take in information and wisdom and knowledge to help you to grow, you are expanding your spiritual consciousness, which is expanding God. You expanding your awareness and consciousness is expanding God's consciousness and awareness on the planet. Because when you're able to share with others and give to others, you are also doing your part to expand God's consciousness. And each one of us have a responsibility, especially you guys who are tuning into the show. I know for a fact that most of you are light workers. You come here for a divine purpose and a divine reason to be here, and it is your duty and your job and your responsibility to expand your conscious awareness so you can spare and share with others. So don't hold back, beloved one. When you see a need and you see something you can bring some light to someone else or light to the planet with some wisdom and knowledge you have, share it. Share it. The Creator has given it to you to be able to share so you can expand, so you can grow. That's how you expand. You don't expand by holding your knowledge and wisdom inside of you. Yes, you are growing. You are growing. But when you give it out, beloved one, there's room for more to come. There's room. You're opening up. It's just like that. You ever heard that saying, when if you need clothes and you're not, and you know you want some clothes in your closet, go take away all the old stuff you're not using and just give it away and make room in your closet for the expansion to come, before that you to get new clothing. By emptying out all the old stuff and sharing it with someone else, it opens up space for your new stuff to show up. That's the same thing you do when you give out information and wisdom and knowledge to others. It opens you up to get more, to have more experiences, because you are now sharing that. And so the universe sees that you're doing that, and it says, okay, we're going to give him more information or her more information, so they can be able to share and give more of themselves. Beloved one, you know, each one of you out there, as I say, are special. Each one of you are the essence of God. Each one of you are connected to God. We're all connected to God in the same way, and that we all have ability to give and to share and to expand ourselves. So that's one of the things that I'm really emphasizing as we go into this year, and is about expansion, about you being able to spare and share of the knowledge and wisdom that you need. Because the planet needs you, beloved ones. Believe me, planet Earth needs each one of you. There's none of you are insignificant to the growth of the planet. Each one of you play a significant part, and each one of you has the ability to bring something special to the universe. Wisdom, knowledge inside of you needs to be expanded. You need to be able to share it and give it out, okay? And you guys can come up with creative ways to do that. There's many creative ways to do that, to expand your wisdom and knowledge and to be able to be of help. You know, you're all our teachers. You're all our teachers, because the information that most of you guys are exposed to and information that you know, most folks don't know this kind of information. And most people don't have a clue when it comes down to things about angels and ascended masters and archangels and all the things that you guys are conscious of, beloved. You have information and wisdom, and you're given this information and wisdom because the Creator, your I Am Presence in you, wants you to be able to share it That's why you are being exposed to this kind of teaching, whether it's coming from me or coming from a book or coming from some other teacher or someone else you follow and your wisdom and knowledge, you all are learning so you can be able to expand the universe, to expand the universe and expand the wisdom that you know and to be able to bring about a difference. You see, each one of us doing our part make a difference, beloved ones. And that's why there's so much chaos in the world, because people are not stepping up and doing the part that they're supposed to do. Each one of us came here with a responsibility. Each one of us have a responsibility to give and to contribute to society in some kind of way, to bring something and significant to be able to help to expand the spiritual consciousness of God. Each one of us has that responsibility. It's not come listen to what I tell you or read something about. It is your job and your responsibility to expand what you know, to share what you know, and to be part of that knowledge of wisdom that goes out into the universe. You are special, beloved ones. Each one of you is so special, and you're so talented, and you have so much power, and you have so much assistance. You know, once you realize how powerful you are and how much assistance you have, it's going to be hard for some of you to sleep at night, because you're going to want to get up and do something to expand and be able to go out and share what you have. You know, you got so much going on inside of you. I know I maybe get 3-4 hours of sleep. If I get 5 hours of sleep, it's like phenomenal, right? But I have a lot going on inside of me, and I'm always trying to figure out how I can expand and how I can give and be more productive. So, you know, that's what's going to happen. Once you realize that these things are inside of you, beloved ones, then you're going to want to share them and want to give it back, because that's why you're learning. That's why you're here. That's why you're being in tune today. That's why God had brought you here this day to hear this message, whether it came from me or from someone else. I'm nothing special. I'm just a vessel. I'm just allowing God to utilize me to be able to expand to you and to bring you information. Yes, we are in tune. We are connected on a spiritual level, each one of us. Everybody here who is listening, and along with myself, we are all on the same frequency, spiritual frequency. That's why we're here together this morning. You know, you don't see each other, but there's many of you. And at this same time, if you all of you could see each other, you would be amazed that they're the collective consciousness of you, beloved ones, who are here, who are sharing this information and utilizing this information and utilizing it, because the Creator, the I Am Present inside, wants you to be able to expand and to be able to share. Okay? So, yes, you are special. You are special. You're unique. And there's no other that came into the universe like you did with what you did. God gave each one of us a blueprint. That's why your fingerprints are different. Nobody has the same fingerprints. Nobody has the same direct eye pupil in their eye, because you are different. And so God has made each one of us different and made each one of us to have something unique to be able to share with the world, to be able to bring forth. So it is time, beloved ones, that you release yourself, find your gifts, and find out how you want to be able to share with the world and start giving back. Don't just keep taking in all the knowledge. Open it up, share with others, and you will be surprised what will come in the place of that. You will have so much wisdom, so much knowledge coming to you, and say, stop, stop, I can't take no more. Okay, beloved one, if you want to become more knowledgeable about things, then share it. Share what you have now. I know you may say, I don't know that much. Oh, yes, you do. You have a lot of information. You have a lot of you have been here on this planet for a long time. You've been here and you've came here. If not, you wouldn't have the interest in these subjects that we talk about. So that tells me that you've been here many times, because this is what we talk about are things for people who are growing and expanding their consciousness. We talk about spiritual expansion here. And I know that each one of you are aware and conscious of what I'm talking about. Like I said, I'm just reminding you, beloved ones, each one of you are special. So I pray and hopefully you've had a wonderful show, that you have gained something from this show, and that you will go do some research when you get off sometime this week about your ascended masters and about your archangels and all those spiritual angelical help that you need. You can simply pray, call upon your I Am presence to assist you in bringing about understanding and awareness of those beings that you need to bring into your life. They will come to you if you open up and just pray generally for your ascending master. My ascending master who can assist me, come with me and expand and help me to grow and help to expand my consciousness. Okay? Yes, if you have a relationship with one or two or three ascending masters, that's good. If you don't have a relationship, just open yourself up. There's thousands of ascending masters who are there to assist you and help, and they will gladly come to your aid. Okay, beloved ones? So this is, we're going to bring today's show to end, but this is what I want you to be able to expand upon, your connection with your angelical being. Tap in, utilize that power that is within you. You're never alone. You always have assistance. And always remember, think of your ascendant masters just like that electricity that's running through the wall that you cannot see, but knowing that it turned that light on or turned the stove on for you to be able to cook. That's power, and that's unseen power. The most powerful things are unseen, beloved ones. And that's what you have to realize, and you have to come to a full understanding that your power is in the invisible world, and that's where the energy is, and that's where the flow is. So have faith. Begin to accept there is ascended masters and angelical beings waiting for you to hear from you. Believe it. Have faith in it. And it works if you have confidence in it. The more you have confidence in the fact that they are there to assist you and help you, the more they come in and do your bidding for you and help you out when you're doing what you should be doing, okay? They will assist you, beloved ones. Never forsake you. They are under God's direct control and order, and that's what they're here for, okay? We're going to close out with a prayer today, and I'm so grateful for each one of you, and prayfully, you can always go back and listen to these shows. They're all archived. And so you can listen anytime, or you can refer your family or friends to go back and listen to it. And it's good sometimes to re-listen to the show because sometimes you don't pick it all up. And sometimes I've been told that I talk a little fast. So you may not get what I'm saying the first time. But when you go back and re-listen, you can always go back and pick up more from it. The shows are there. You can go back and see shows I did 8, 9 years ago, But so you can always go back and listen. You can always have people, refer people to go to the show. Okay? So let's pray so we can get God's divine blessings. And, of course, all of you who have not visited my website, you can do that. Go to my website, www.theholisticministry.com. Okay? And, of course, you can make donation if you so desire. It's up to you. We don't do no begging here. Okay? So it ain't that kind of party. Okay, it's up to you to help to sustain things. God bless us and keep us going. But anyway, Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you for this wonderful knowledge and wonderful wisdom that you have allowed us to participate in this day. We thank you for all that has come our way, knowing that you are the source of this, bringing us information and bringing us knowledge that we can utilize to grow and to expand our consciousness, and that we can too be ascended masters. We all are ascended masters in training, and that we are working toward that higher state of consciousness, and that we will do all within our human power and our spiritual power while we are on planet Earth to grow spiritually and to be able to share the information and knowledge that we are obtaining, that we will give it out knowing that once we expand our spiritual knowledge and share with others, more will come. So open us up, God. Touch each one of us in a way that we will be more expansive and be able to share and give that which we know, that we can help bring about more light and more brilliance in the planet Earth, that we can share this wisdom and knowledge and to be able to help our other brothers and sisters who are on the path as well. give us understanding that we can make a difference in our own lives, we can make a difference in our family lives, and in society as a whole. You have given us information and wisdom to use, and we pray that we each will utilize this information to help and to be more expansive in all that we do. We pray, God, for these beautiful physical temples that we have. They are physical bodies. We pray, God, for divine light. We pray that the white light of healing energy will come into the crown of our heads. I want you to visualize, beloved one, this white light of energy coming into the crown of your head. This white light of energy is healing light. It is going into your head, into your whole face area. Every part of your head and face is being illuminated with this healing power. And that healing power, that light, is now coming into your throat area. And it's lighting your throat up, touching your thyroid glands, and touching every gland in your throat that needs to be attention to. We pray, we know that that white light is now entering into your chest area. It is touching every cell, every DNA structure, every blood vessel inside of your body is being touched by this healing white light. It is coming into your lungs area, into your digestive tract. This energy, this white light healing energy is touching every part of your body in that area. And as that white light moves into your stomach area, expanding in your digestive tract, healing everything in your digestive tract. And it moves down into your reproduction organs. That energy is going in through and every place within your production organs and healing every cell, every structure, every part of your body is being touched. And as that white energy, that healing energy, goes down through your legs, it's vibrating, a vibration of healing and love is going through every cell, every structure, every vein in your leg is being illuminated with this healing white light. And then it goes there to the calf of your leg. That healing energy is still moving. It's picking up speed. It's becoming more dynamic and expanding itself inside of your physical body with nothing but illumination of light and healing. And as it goes to your feet area, it illuminates the light. It grounds itself into the ground wherever you may be. It is there and is grounding you with healing and divine light that is coming inside of your bodies, beloved ones. So we give thanks for that healing light. And we also bring about the gold light to cover the outside of the whole entire body, to shield us from those things and to help bring more opulence into our lives. We see that gold light illuminating around us to make us more powerful and more strong in every way. So we're going to give gratitude and thanks to all those ascended masters who showed up today to assist us and help us. We thank you for the I Am Present. We thank you for the supreme God force itself for being here to help us this day and to help us to move into this higher state of conscious awareness. And we will continue to grow and continue to expand into that awareness and consciousness. So we're going to give gratitude and thanks, knowing that all is well, beloved ones. All is well. God is good, and hopefully you expand, you feel that energy that's coming from the God force that is allowing to penetrate into your being, and that you will go about this week expanding and doing what you need to do to help bring about a change, because you all are light workers, and God needs each one of us shine our light and let it to be brighter today. You know, the Spirit of God is flowing, and hopefully you've got some of it, because I can show feel myself. As tears stream down my eyes, I can feel the power of the God flowing through us. I'm allowing it to go and to expand. So you may have a wonderful, blessed week, beloved ones. And so next week, for all of you who listen to the morning show, tune in tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. Mountain Time. And we're going to talk about another interesting, if God is for you, who can be against you? Okay, if God is for you, who can be against you? So I'll talk to you that tune in tomorrow morning at 7:30 Mountain Time. And until then, we'll see each other next week. Love you. Peace and blessings to you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.